A word for you from Numbers chapter 32 verse 33. Be sure your sin will find you out. We're speaking this week about the madhouse of the universe, the name of an amazing sermon given many years ago by Dr. Oswald Smith, named exactly that. We've looked at how God has not prepared hell for human beings. He wants them to be saved. He does not rejoice in the death of the wicked. Hell is made for the devil and his angels. We looked last time at how the first category of those who will end up in the madhouse of the universe, for the spiritually insane, are those who fall into the category of the rich fool we find in Luke 12, one who prepares for the present and not for the future. And now the second category is those, and this is a real insanity, those who think that they can sin and get away with it. This is a constant deception. It is self-deception. For the Bible says that the heart is more deceitful than anything else in the world. Yes, the heart is more deceitful than the devil. Can you think of such a possibility? Your own heart can bluff you so much? And one of the bluffs is this, that you think you can sin and keep on getting away with it. And so it is that even in this world of criminality, there are those who think that they can escape the law again and again. The problem is there is a percentage of those, well, especially in our country in South Africa, who will escape time and time again. But God is able to see through all of that, and He will not allow the sinner to escape, especially the one who has been offered salvation, one who knows something of the gospel but chooses to cling to sin. Lo muntu uyakhethukuthi anamathele esonweni. He chooses to hide his sin. And so, like in the Old Testament story of the one who hid the treasures, the illegal treasures of the enemy in his tent, who was discovered, God will discover those who hide their sin. They will not get away with it. If perhaps you are troubled by such sin, such insanity, why don't you choose to bring it to Jesus Christ today? He is able to forgive you. He wants to forgive you.